The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Disgusting Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Snap, Craig. You know, all this crazy unrest, these crazy times that we're living in, it makes me want to spit some bars, Craig.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The rioting, the fighting, the pilot is lighting the switch to the itch. Oh, shit. We're divided. Silence is violence. White people be trying, but they can't get the sirens to make an alignment. Oh! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, straight off the dizome. Oh, shit. What? God damn it! My phone has to come in and interrupt it.
Yes, everyone, for those that thought that was scripted and worked on, that was actually just made up on the spot.
I know
it's shocking.
I know you thought that, but there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way that he could possibly have thought of that off the top.
He probably just found some, like, you know, lost Tupac Shakur lyrics or, you know, something from J. Cole that, you know, just this
wait,
happened.
Wait. Give me a word, Craig. Give me a word. I'll freestyle on it.
Orange.
Orange. Yeah, I dropped the orange as she opened the door hinge. And then I went in, I said, bitch, how hot is your porridge? I like it mild temperature. No need to bore it.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, that's
I
really,
want to see anyone else rhyme with orange, okay? That's the most notoriously difficult word to rhyme.
It is.
Notoriously. Yeah. And Craig just took a rip of weed that made him cough so hard that he is sweating right now.
Yeah.
You broke into a sweat from that hit.
I sweat more when I don't wear a hat. I think you don't notice how much that I probably sweat because I always have a hat on.
Oh, yeah,
I guess.
So.
And I was wearing a stocking cap in July. But, you know, it's cold.
It's a fucked up July.
Fucked up July.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fucked up, welcome to Idiots Discuss the Universe. I'm Spenny.
I'm Craig.
That's right. And we're back for another round. We're going to be getting straight to the point. We're doing an episode of
Hit or Shit.
And what's that, Craig? Can you explain?
That's an episode where we reach into the vat of boiling pop material and we pull out a new nugget of musical ingenuity from an artist that today we do not know nor have heard from ever before, and we don't know the song, and we're just going to kind of fly in double blind, but we're just pulling that nugget out and we're going to take a little bite off of it, see what it's like, you know, if it's hit or if it's shit, or if it's somewhere in that magical area between that we're not going to explain, but as we go on, it'll become painfully clear.
Right. No, that was a brilliant way to put it, because we oftentimes will have an artist in mind going into this.
Sure.
You know, that we are curious to listen to, but sometimes, like today, we are going to go in blind. And we specifically look for people who we've never heard of before.
Sure.
So I got Spotify. I got the new releases chart in front of me.
You're going to give me a choice or are you just going
to
pick one?
I'm going to give you a choice of a few different artists. What we like to do here is, so I'll name a few artists. We'll do three.
Okay.
And then we will narrow it down based on different things like the song title. Or, you know, we'll figure out a way to pick. But I'll let Craig pick. But okay. I'll
influence it.
Yes, I'll give you the three options, okay?
Yes, that way everybody wins.
Okay. So we've got West Side Gun.
Okay.
We've got Nicky Jam.
Okay.
Have you heard of either of these guys?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I'll let you know.
Okay. And then we've got, Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid Andress or...
Or West Side Gun or Nicky Jam. Okay.
Huh.
And so...
Two of them sound like hip-hop, and the other one sounds like something else.
Yeah, so West Side Gun is definitely hip-hop, rap-type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he just released an album, a full album called Fly God is an Awesome God 2.
Okay.
Okay. And then we've got Nicky Jam, who just released a single called Desahogo, featuring Carla Morrison.
Is that a guy or a gal? Nicky Jam.
That is a good question. It appears to be a gentleman. Yes, it is a guy.
Okay.
And apparently he's big because he's got 26 mil monthly listeners. And I've never heard of him in my life, but that's why we do this kind of stuff, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then we got West Side Gun, who's sitting at 1.2 million monthly listeners. And then we got Ingrid Andress, who just released a 2-song single, Waste of Lime.
Let's do her.
You want to do her?
Yeah, I feel like her. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like a lady's nice.
Okay.
Hold on, just... Unnegotiable, like fucking quick.
Real quick.
So tell me again who I picked.
Okay, so we landed on Ingrid Andress.
Okay, Ingrid Andress. Do you have a bio for that gal for me?
So we got a little bit of a bio here. Ingrid Andress has managed something truly incredible, according to Forbes.
Okay, Forbes.
According to Forbes.
Sure.
The ACM New Female Artist of the Year nominee has already broken numerous long-held records since her first major label track release in 2019.
Okay.
She co-wrote and co-produced every track on her critically acclaimed debut album, Ladylike, which currently holds the title of highest streaming country female debut of all time. So we got a country single on our hands.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I knew ACM when I heard that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
American Country Music.
Oh, word. Yeah. Okay. The gold certified lead single, More Hearts Than Mine, soared at number one country radio and will go down in history as the only solo female debut to crack top 20 on the Billboard Country Airplay chart last year.
Oh, hell yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So you might be a new phenomenon.
Yeah. Huh. So that's pretty cool. And she has also written songs for Bebe Rexha, Charlie XCX, so more pop-leaning people.
Sure, okay.
She's toured with Keith Urban. So she's a hot, up-and-coming country artist, female solo country artist.
Ingrid Andress.
Ingrid Andress. And she is... as you might have guessed, pretty cute.
Yeah.
But not too cute.
Right.
Okay? You know what I mean?
Musician cute.
Musician cute. Where it's like you look at them, you're like, yeah, that's a fine-looking person. And then they sing or whatever, they do
and
their thing,
like,
and you're
they're
like,
they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
but if you saw them, you saw them at the grocery store, you'd be like, oh, they're kind of cute,
sure.
And then you keep walking.
Yeah. Musician cute. So,
okay. And then what's the name of the song that we're going to do?
Waste of Lime.
And this is going to be, you say this is off a two song, like little special,
a little special
something that she's just kind of throwing out before the next time out.
Yeah, because she already released a 2020 album, the Ladylike, I guess, came out in 20, I thought it came out in 2019, but that's confusing. Her single, Ladylike, came out in 2019, and then the album...
came out 2020.
2020. And so this appears to be her first release since then.
Sure.
Since her big debut album. This is her first follow-up single, and it's like an A-side, B-side type thing. And there's a song called Waste of Lime, and then there's a song called The Stranger, which for whatever reason sounds like a cover to me, but I don't know.
Stranger. Well, it could be. I mean, that's a Billy Joel song.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if she's, like, going to be doing that or not. But which one are we going to do? A Lime? A Waste of Lime?
Yeah, I figured we would just do that one since that seems like the single she's trying
to... Yeah, I feel like that's going to be, like, one of those classic country songs about booze.
Oh, good call.
I'm feeling like that. But let's jam it without any further ado. I'm excited.
All right, cool. Me too. Let's check it out.
We had some fun. We had some laughs. I licked the salt right off the glass. Danced to the music. Racked up a tab. I thought you were thinking what I was thinking. Going somewhere with all this drinking. Well, I guess the Cuervo, it led me on. 'Cause I turned around and you were gone. You're just a waste of life.
Loose living and booze given. But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What did you think about the what song is she like quoting there or referencing?
Oh, Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty mama, Tukilago, Montego, baby, why don't we go? That's the Beach Boys. That's a later days Beach Boys song, Kokomo.
Okay. Because right when I heard that, I went into the Spotify credits to show the credits of the song to see if there were any people who I recognized.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, maybe, I'll recognize the person who originally wrote this song, because surely they have to be getting some kind of credit.
Oh, I'm
right?
sure. I'm sure.
But I don't see any of the Beach Boys. Here, let me read off who is
okay.
credited
sure.
in the song. The song was written by Shane McAnally, Derek Sutherland, Ingrid Andress, John Edmund Andrew Phillips, Michael Edward Love, Sam Ellis, Scott McKenzie.
Mike Love. He's one of the Beach Boys.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the lead singer of the Beach Boys.
What?
Now, Brian Jones never was the lead singer of the Beach Boys. The guy that has that really high tenor voice, that kind of like Mike Love.
Wait, Brian Jones?
I mean, Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, okay.
Brian Wilson was always like the musician guitar dude. He had a great voice, you know, and he arranged all the vocals. But he had like that, he didn't really have like that super sparkling voice. Right, that voice is Mike Love.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
and Brian Wilson is more of that middle, like you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, and I think Brian Wilson did some lead vocals, but he did more of like some of the wouldn't it be nice? You know, the more of the mid range.
Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah, okay,
we
I see.
Were. But yeah, you're not familiar with that Beach Boys song Kokomo?
Well, I am.
I think maybe we should play a little bit.
Oh, really?
I think it's pretty fun.
Okay.
But let's talk about this song maybe first, you
sure.
know, because that Beach Boys song is going to be a long fucking long road. That's a bitter pill.
Really? Well, no, I've heard that song before, but I just was like, is it Jimmy Buffett?
Almost.
You know?
It could be.
Like
it kind of played at the same parties.
Yeah.
This is in that field, too, you know?
Sure.
I mean, there's things about this song that I really like, and there's things about this song that are not for me.
Yeah.
You know? But,
I mean,
dude, there are college girls throughout the Midwest that love this fucking song and this. If she writes stuff like this, this is like an alcoholic Dixie Chicks. They
right.
they love this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hit.
Well,
I mean,
yeah. I absolutely agree. I think as far as demographics are concerned, yeah, it's maybe not aimed at you and I, but
sure.
but as far as the songwriting prowess is concerned, I mean, it's a tight, you know, 3 minute, just well orchestrated, well organized.
It's just dripping hit and
yeah.
sing along and all of it. I mean, it's Yeah, it's that Gulf Coast spring break anthem that mm-hmm. didn't, I mean, Gulf Coast didn't happen, but this would have been the song of the summer for all of those hickey
yeah,
southern mm-hmm. ladies, all those sorority girls coming from the
all those fucking
you miss
all those domestic terrorists having their barbecues with no masks.
No, I'm sure they're listening to this.
Yeah.
And all the domestic did you see that domestic terrorism party they had somewhere? And they're just doing a clip from it, and these people were jumping off the roof, and the lady like didn't clear the awning underneath it, and just I think she's fine. I think she was fine.
Okay.
But like, man, it was one of those super painful things to watch.
Fuck, I missed that one, but wow. I'll have to check it out.
Twitter, I swear to God, I gotta get on it, but on it more.
I'm afraid, man.
No matter what you follow, like the most disturbing stuff finds you. It just does.
Yeah.
It just is an immediate, like...
Well, because I think they've probably figured out that that's what keeps coming back, is if they can trigger that reptilian shock in your brain of, like, oh, nudity or fucking
Twitter's
craziness.
Really, like, what reality TV felt like at the very beginning. Like, this is an active, corrosive element on society. This is, like, really seriously just bringing it down as fast as anything I've ever experienced. I'm sure how like people felt like rock and roll in the 50s. They're like, oh, this is an actively corrosive element to our society, and it just is going like crazy.
Right.
This is not a corrosive element of our society. This is just a young lady writing some really hit songs.
Well, it's a young lady and then like a team of 10 dudes.
And a Beach Boys song.
And a Beach Boys song. But yeah, I mean, it's... I liked it. It goes in my like category. Now, how much do I like it? Because I can't help but feeling like, you know, what you said is true. The young Midwestern ladies are probably into this. But I also think like my aunts would also like this, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, it's just subversive enough so that like Aunt Kelly can kind of get loose. Oh, right. You're just a waste of lime. Another sip of my tequila. Like, but it's not, you're still just having a garden party.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, it's still a nice, pleasant garden party. Sure, we might be exchanging some little jabs here and there, but at the end of the day, it's just a pleasant,
right.
You know.
No, it's a nice girl being wild sort of song. You know, like, Yeah. You know, it's
but it's also got a thing of like, I didn't catch all of the lyrics, but there's somebody in it who's not cooperating with the party.
Right. That's what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, she's singing at them being like, you're just.
So the middle-aged ladies that like their husbands have a few drinks and can't get it up will totally understand.
There
this
we
song.
Go.
A
yeah.
waste of lime.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're drinking your heart on away, and they'll be like, oh, that's what that means there.
Boom.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously, the song is just like marketing-wise, just fucking a
laser
run.
Focused. Yeah.
Home run.
Yeah.
The production of it, this production of this style of country has never done it for me. It's like... I don't know. It's
too
hard.
Clean.
It's hard for me.
It's
you
too
know?
Clean, man. Yeah.
It's too poppy. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd agree. And there's things about that production style that I enjoy from like a nerd perspective to like, man, it all sounds good and expensive.
Sure.
You know, it all does sound really good, but and the way the song starts, you know, they still manage to capture some of that, like, all right, it's a band getting going.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're jamming. Like, it's still...
Oh, it has
they
that
still manage
of...
to capture that, but it still is all too clean and sparkly to the point where you're like...
I mean, it's cleaner than Jimmy Buffett. You know, I mean, it's and that's something. You know, like,
clean.
you're out Buffetting Buffett. On this song.
You're out-buffeting Buffett.
You're, because it is kind of like almost a Margaritaville remake. Theme-wise, I mean, all of it kind of fits right in there, you know, in a way.
Right.
It is like, you know, Margaritaville's, like, gay not gay. I don't. Why did I say gay?
I don't know.
But it's a margarita. Margaritaville is a strange granddaughter of a song,
right?
You know, for sure.
Who might be gay?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that.
She could.
It shouldn't be a defining thing.
It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
It's not a thing. Being gay is not a thing.
You know,
it doesn't exist.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Sometimes I just say words and I don't know where they're going. But I do want to listen. I give it a low hit. That's where I'm at with it.
I give it, like, as far as society goes, like, I give it hit. I mean, it's a bomb. This is a banger. Like,
sure.
And again, like, I think also, like, it is designed to be heard on the radio and over, like, a kind of a shitty sound system at one of those pool parties that we were talking about. And that would help the production of this, is to play it over the radio. And not on headphones. Like, driving in the car with the window open and this thing blasting through a car stereo will sound better than it does on the headphones, at least to my sensibilities of what I'm listening to.
Yes.
You know, so that's something.
Yeah. No, I completely agree.
But I need to check out a couple more of her songs. But
I'm intrigued.
Did you want to listen to that Beach Boys song?
Yeah. Well, why don't we just go out on the Beach Boys song?
Oh, that's really, so then great we don't summertime. Have to... That's a summertime dream come true there for everybody, I'm sure.
We'll just go out on Kokomo.
Yeah, so you're giving it a low hit. I give it a low hit, taking, like, my personal preferences and everything, but this thing's going to be, like, of all the songs we've heard this year, like, this is going to as good as any of them. Maybe Sour Candy will sell more, but this is, like, a more of a hit than Sour Candy was.
Oh, the Lady Gaga.
As far as, like, which song of the songs we've done are going to move the most units?
Yeah, or I get mean, the on most multiple streams. Levels, I would put this above that song. I forget what I gave that
me
song.
Me too, but I think that might do better. I didn't give it a hit, but I think it might do better.
Sour Candy?
Yeah, Chromatica album's doing great.
It's the gays. I'm just kidding, I'm sorry.
I thought they didn't exist.
No, they don't. They're like ghosts. It's like you only.
They're
like
Canada.
I swear to God, I met one.
They're like Canada.
They're like Canada.
People talk about them a lot, but does it really exist?
Is it really there? Has anyone actually been there?
I don't know.
Bend, Oregon.
Right.
Right.
Have you really
been there?
No.
People say they've driven past it.
Right, and they talk about it.
They talk
I even
about
had
it.
A friend that claimed that he lived outside of it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he never really could make any proof that he'd ever really, like, done anything in that actual town.
Show me the documents. Show me the documents about Bend, Oregon. I don't believe it's there. In Canada, also. And then while we're at it. Gay people, prove to me that they exist.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Shit. No, it's so fun. It's just a brief aside. I know that we're like, but I've been texting this person that it doesn't speak, like, English as a first language, but they're very into, like, history and stuff. So we text about history, and I love to throw in things about, like, it's every once in a while, like, and, like, as we know, like, America's, like, the oldest country ever.
I say that.
Just to see, like, kind of how it flies
through. Because, you know, America's, you know, in its 2,000-year-old history,
right.
You know, a lot of stuff's gone down. You just, like, wait to see what they say back to you.
Yeah, you know, and it's sometimes some of it goes through and some of it doesn't go through, you know. She's like, I have never heard that before. That was one of the things, like, when I told her that America was the oldest country, you know.
You're mean.
And I'm like, well, you should give George Washington more respect. He invented democracy.
You're such a dick. And she's like, oh, okay. I mean, you're basically like, it's like historical gaslighting is what you're doing. You're like, yeah. Because when George Washington built the pyramids, you know, he was really working with the Jews, you know, or something, you know.
Yeah.
So she's not caught on to this yet?
No. She knows that it's. I'm sure she knows that it's just full of shit.
Okay.
I mean, I'm God. You got to know I'm full of shit.
Well,
it doesn't take long.
I guess I would hope so.
But. All right. Well, I think that's all we got, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got more? More to say?
Well,
about
you know.
This little lady? I want to listen to more of her stuff.
I want to listen to more.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I'm glad that this random selection gave us a female country singer because, like, that's the point of doing the random pick is something that we would not really pick normally.
Right.
You know, and me personally, I don't know that I would have
And it kind of opened up a whole, like, little thing, you know? So, like, it's going to be some fun exploring.
Yeah.
What I think I'm going to like with her are the deep tracks on the album.
Uh-huh.
The ones that are not geared to be singles, that are just kind of like the filler songs.
And it's funny because her voice, I guess, yeah, this is my last thing, but she's got this kind of country voice. It's like this neo-country soul thing where... Yeah. A lot of these new singers have, whereas as maybe in the 90s, you know, with Garth Brooks and like the early 2000s, fucking, who's the other big guy? Garth Brooks, not Ted.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they've got this sort of big thing. Like, they've got
They affect that accent while they sing.
Well, there's the accent, but there's, like, the timbre of their voice has this sort of deep, like, not vibrato, but it's got this deep, rich kind of timbre.
Sure.
Very sort of crystal clear. And whereas with her and a lot of these other newer people, I notice more of like this like kind of whisper thing that is, I think, influenced by a lot of the modern indie rock and pop coming out. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think that this is a little more prevalent with like the female country singers, because this does kind of remind me a little bit more of Dixie Chicks and that sort of stuff in like some of the vocal production too. But she is, you can see, like, when I heard this, I'm like, oh, it makes sense that she writes songs for those, for like MCM Moon or whatever the fuck her name is.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. No, it's
like,
fucking confusing.
I know who I'm talking about, but it makes sense that she writes songs for her. Because she could sing those. She could sing her songs and it would be fine.
Right. Yeah.
She could sing pop songs and it would be like no one would like
bat an eye. She doesn't have the intense country affectation.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So that's interesting. And I like it. I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
It's not.
I don't know.
I mean...
I feel like some people that don't talk that way do it, because they want to sound like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
But Dolly Parton talks like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Way,
if
sweetheart.
You talk like that,
sweetie,
fucking... Sweetheart.
Dolly Parton talks that way, sweetheart.
Oh, well, you just gotta get yourself a bucket of crab, and then you go to the basketball court. I don't know. But, yeah, if you talk like that, fucking sing like that.
Well, yeah, you can't help it.
But if you're from upstate New York.
You know, it's very much like those bands that are, like, affecting that British accent when they sing.
Yeah,
it's just
annoying.
Weird.
Yeah.
Or, like, the Northern England punk accent.
But with some time, what is it not more? Like a Green Day does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's watch that Green Day groan out of our hair, Spenny, with a little Kokomo by the Beach Boys, because we're gonna let that take us home tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's
thank
do
you
it.
So much for tuning in. We appreciate you and we love you.
Absolutely,
Kokomo.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo. Afternoon delight.
dreamy look in your eye. Give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Cocoa.
Aruba, Jamaica. Like Cocoa.